Sure is good to be in the house of God today. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord. I appreciate salvation. And I appreciate there being saints that are faithful to God. I was driving to work the other day and I started singing a song. The song is Precious Memories, How They Linger. How they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious, sacred scenes unfold. Now, normally, we may think of that song as being a funeral song. Thinking about our loved one and our memories of the person that is gone. But I was thinking of that song in a different way that morning. I was thinking about my own life. And I was thinking about the life of a Christian. I want to tell you this morning, when we live for the Lord, we can have some precious memories in our lives. I have some precious memories of living right here in Honduras. I remember we had some good times together. I know there were some times that were some hard times. I know I made some mistakes and had some regrets. But I want to tell you, I have some precious memories. I remember I was thinking about that time we were working on the septic tank. And Brother Elon and Brother Dennis and I were working on that tank together. And we were laughing and having a good time. Yeah. Hard work. We were sweating. Those were some good memories. Amen. I remember going to Rio Esteban, taking trips. And I would go and I would take an interpreter with me because I needed one. And I remember one time Brother Paul encouraged me. He said, why don't you take some of the brethren too? And I started doing that. Amen. And you know that was a blessing? Amen. Those are some good memories. Amen. I appreciate that. I'm glad he encouraged me in that way. Amen. Because of good memories, good times that we had together. Yes. There were some difficulties. We faced sickness. We faced sorrows. But I tell you, I don't have any regret for having lived here. Amen. I'm thankful. And I believe that when we follow the will of the Lord, we can have some precious memories in our lives. I'd like to read from Psalms chapter 128. Psalms 128 says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Happy shalt thou be. Who? It says, everyone that feareth the Lord. Everyone that walketh in His ways is going to be happy. That person is going to be able to look back on his life or her life and have good memories. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall be the man blessed that feareth the Lord. It says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. I want to tell you, if you live for God, it's going to create some precious memories for your children as well. Amen. The blessing just spreads out. That's right. It's not just you, but your children are going to have some precious memories. That's right. Behold, that thus shall be the man that feareth the Lord. He shall be blessed this way. Verse 5, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Is this the kind of life you want? Do you want to be able to look back on your life and say, oh, thank God that I chose to follow Him. I'm so happy for the choices that I made in life. That's the kind of memory I want to have looking back. Verse 6, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. I'd like to turn to Genesis chapter 25 and verse 8. Genesis 25 and 8, Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, and was full of years and was gathered to his people. Abraham was able to look back on his life, and I believe he had some good memories. I believe Abraham probably thought back about the day that he received his call from God. God told Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. Do you think Abraham had any regrets about doing that? Do you think as an old man, when he was full of years, an old man, a good old age and full of years, do you think he looked back and said, oh, I sure wish I wouldn't have followed the Lord when he called me? No, I think he looked back and was so happy. Amen. God called me out of my people, and he called me to a land of promise. I believe that was a precious memory to Abraham, don't you? Abraham looked back, and I believe he had a good memory of prospering in life. It says Abram was a very rich man in silver and in gold. Abraham was able to look back and remember times that God visited him and gave him promises. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 15. The angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Do you think this was a precious memory to Abraham? Amen. To look back and remember the time maybe God took him out at night, a clear, beautiful night, and said, Abraham, look up. You see all these stars, that's the way your children are going to be. Yes. Oh, what a memory. Amen. What hope, what promise. Yes. And Abraham had the joy of seeing his descendants. Amen. And verse 18 says, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. This was a promise of the Messiah, of Jesus coming to earth. Abraham, because you have obeyed my voice, out of your descendants, the Savior will come to the world. Oh, what a memory. I remember that night. I remember God talking to me and promising me that my children, when I thought I would be childless, when I thought there was no more hope, God giving me this great promise. I remember that night. Amen. And I remember Him promising a Savior. And it says, by faith, Abraham looked forward and saw my day. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Oh, the memories that Abraham must have had. I want to tell you, when we live for the Lord, we will have some good memories in our lives. Do you think Abraham looked back and he remembered the day that he negotiated with God concerning Sodom? Lord, wilt thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? If there are 50 righteous in the city, Lord, are you going to destroy the city? Won't you spare it if there are just 50 righteous people there? Oh, Lord, I know I'm a bit of dust. What if we're short 5? What if there are only 45 there, Lord? Will you spare the city? I'll spare the city for 45. What about 40, Lord? Will you please, Lord, will you spare the city for 40, 30, 20? And he got all the way down to 10. And God listened to Abraham. Do you think that was a good memory for Abraham?
Yes.
To remember God cared about my petition. God cared about the people of that city. Oh, the memories that a righteous person can have. Some of the disciples asked the Lord, "Wilt thou that we call fire down from heaven and destroy them like Elijah did?" I don't think that'd be a very good memory, do you?
Amen.
But Abraham had the good memory in his life that I pled with God.
Right.
I tried to intervene and God listened to me. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10. Isaiah 3 and 10. "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Say to the righteous, it's going to be well with you in life. We've been here long enough to see people that were righteous and went on to their reward. And we've also been here long enough to see the wicked going on to their reward. I want to say to the righteous today, it's going to be well with you.
Amen.
You're going to come to the end of your life and be able to look back and say, "Oh, I'm so glad. I have precious memories throughout my life. I value those things." I want to encourage you today to build a life full of precious memories. But in order to do that, we're going to have to live a righteous life. What about David? 1 Chronicles chapter 29. First Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 20. "Now David said to all the congregation, 'Now bless the Lord your God.' And the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord and the king." Did you know this is very important if we want good memories in our lives?
Yes.
We need to be willing to worship the Lord. "And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord. On the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks and 1,000 rams and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness." Let me tell you, toward the end of your life, if you have lived a righteous life, you'll be able to have great gladness.
Amen.
This was near the end of David's life. "They ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great gladness." It wasn't with a lot of bitter regrets. It wasn't saying, "Oh, I sure wish things had gone a different way." But it was with great gladness. "And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him." Verse 26, "Then David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem." And notice this in verse 28, "And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead." Precious memories.
Amen.
Looking back over the past, because he was a man after God's own heart, because he followed the Lord, he was able to leave this world in this fashion. I thought about Paul. Paul gave up a lot of things in life, didn't he? Paul gave up having a wife. That's a sacrifice.
Yes.
Paul gave up being a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He had a position in Jerusalem, in the synagogue, and he gave that up to follow the Lord. But I believe that Paul was able to look back on his life with some precious memories. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul was nearing the end of his life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 4 and verse 6. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This doesn't sound like a bitter old man. Did you know sinners that are bitter, they tend to get more and more bitter? And sometimes we have these old people in old people homes where they have to be waited on and people have to change their soiled diapers and people have to feed them food and all these things. These old people that have been sinners all their life and they're just so bitter and full of cursing. Oh, what a miserable life. And then I remember visiting a brother in Oklahoma. He's over 100 years old and he's in the same type of home. And that man was an encouragement to us when we went there. And he expressed appreciation for us coming. No bitterness there. He was a sweet old man. He was able to look back and have some precious memories in his life. But I want to tell you, if we want to look back and have good memories, we want to be able to look back on our life with satisfaction, we better be living a righteous life. Amen. From this point all the way to the end, we better be following the Lord. And then we'll be building a life full of precious memories. Paul looked back, and I imagine he thought about some of his adventures living for the Lord. He said, I was shipwrecked. I was beaten thrice, I believe. I was left for dead. All these memories. Let me tell you something. Sinners think they're having fun out in sin, but I want to tell you, living for the Lord, it can be very exciting. Yes. Can be a lot of adventure, and amen. Paul had it. Yes. And I imagine he looked back and he didn't regret it at all. Amen. Precious memories. My nephew and his wife just went to India. And they got over to India and the Hindus were in the street protesting. The Christians are coming. They were angry. They didn't want Christians coming to their country and trying to convert Hindus to the true and living God. So they were there protesting in the street and the saints in India were concerned for their safety. So they slipped them away to another city. And they were not able to attend the meeting. And there was some disappointment there. But also some memories. We had an adventure. We experienced something. The life of a Christian is not boring. It's exciting. It's fun. It's interesting. It's rewarding to do things for the Lord. His wife, Clinton's wife, had requested that some of us send missionary stories. Well, now she has her own to write. I'd like to hear it sometime. What some of the adventures are. You know, we don't have to have regret. Amen. When we're living for God. That's right. It's an exciting life.
Amen.
I want to ask you today, how is it with your life? Are you making precious memories in your own life? Or are you doing things that someday you're going to look back and have a great sorrow? I'm so sorry I made that choice. I remember I had an opportunity and I didn't take it. Or are you living for the Lord and someday you'll be able to look back and say, oh, I'm so glad. My life was full, it was complete, it was happy. And I have precious memories of my life. We can have precious memories in life by having the right attitude. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 15. Proverbs 15 and 15, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. We face some affliction in this world. Some face poverty. Some face poor health. Some face persecution. All the days of the afflicted are evil. But we can have a merry heart by the help of God, by His grace. The heart, he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. If you choose to have a merry heart, you can look back and have precious memories about life, even though there are hardships that come your way. We can be making good memories by the words that we speak. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. It doesn't say a man has joy because everybody speaks to him well. It says a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. Someone comes and curses me. Someone says bad about me, but by the answer of my mouth, I can have joy. And I can look back and it can be a precious memory how God helped me and gave me grace and gave me victory when people were troubling me. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Luke chapter 24. Jesus had died, and the disciples had many memories of their Lord. Luke chapter 24, verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. They remembered. They had some precious memories. And looking back at his resurrection, and the visit of the angels, and the hope that came through these words, was yet another precious memory in their lives. We can make our lives full of precious memories by the words that we speak if we follow the Lord. We can also have precious memories in our lives by giving of ourselves. Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. Do you believe we can have this kind of life? An abundance of blessings from heaven in our lives. I believe we can if we will give of ourselves to the Lord. If at the end of your life you have a memory of the day that you got saved, I want to tell you that's going to be precious to you in that day. The day that you were baptized by the Holy Spirit, the day that you were water baptized, Those will be precious memories to you on that day. You're not going to have any regrets. As you're getting ready to leave this world, as you're getting ready to meet your Savior, you're not going to regret the day that you got saved. That'll be a precious memory to you. If you look back and remember the day you went to someone and begged their pardon and tears started coming down your cheeks. And tears started coming down their cheeks. That's going to be a precious memory to you, let me tell you.
Yes.
It won't be a precious memory if you went and said some hateful words. But if you asked forgiveness and peace was made, let me tell you, you're not going to regret that. But it'll be a precious memory to you. Well, if we're saints, we can build a lifetime of precious memories. But I want to tell you something today. Sinners are building another kind of life. They're building a life of bad memories. I want to change the song a little bit. Troubling memories, how they linger. How they ever haunt my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, bitter regrets and sorrows unfold. That's the way it'll be if you choose not to live for the Lord. If you choose to pursue the pleasures of sin, then someday you're going to have these memories haunting you. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 18. Ezekiel 7 and 18. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth. Sackcloth was something that people put on for mourning. They shall gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. There is coming a time of great shame and horror, a time of sorrow for those that have built a life full of bad memories. If you take revenge on your enemies, you're going to have some bad memories.
Right.
Maybe you feel like now things are fair. He deserved that. And it's good for him. Let me tell you, that's going to be a bad memory someday.
Amen.
When you face that at the end of your life, that's going to haunt you. That will follow you into the judgment.
That's right.
Lord, help us that we'll want to make good memories in our lives. If you live a life of anger, there are some people that never conquer their anger. Their anger causes them to lose jobs. It causes them to lose their marriage. It causes other people to get hurt, and they hurt themselves. There was somebody that was angry because the vehicle wouldn't start, and they went and started damaging their own vehicle. You'll hurt yourself with anger. Ecclesiastes 7 and 9 says, "Be not hasty in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools." Do you think that person was glad when they went out and looked in the dents in their car? Saw their car all wrecked up? Do you think that was a good memory? I remember that day and a smile come to their face. No, that's a bitter memory. That's an acknowledgement I was conquered another time by my own anger. I didn't have the victory in my life. Oh, the bad memories of those that live the life of sin. Let me tell you another thing that will bring you some bad memories, and that's adultery. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Fornication and adultery will give you some very bad memories. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 24. It's speaking of the commandment. The commandment is to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by the means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Can a person live a life of pursuing fornication and adultery and drinking and drugs and not be burned? Oh, the memories. Oh, the sorrow of heart. The regret. Someday. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whoso toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. And he that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. And oh, the memories, the haunting memories, the bitter memories. I destroyed something. I destroyed my own reputation. I destroyed marriages. I did damage in life. All for a moment of pleasure. A wound and a dishonor shall he get. His reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Here, let me pay this. Let me do this. Please forgive me. And no, it's not satisfied. Oh, the bitterness of sin. Chapter 9 of Proverbs and verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on the seat of the high places of the city to call passengers who grow right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. I want to tell you, there are no precious memories in hell. They're bitter memories. They're sad memories. They are regrets. They are cries in hell. If we want to avoid all that, let's live a life of building precious memories. Let us follow the Lord. The Scripture says in Ecclesiastes 8 and 12. Ecclesiastes 8 and 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before Him. Yes. It's going to be well with those that fear God.
Amen.
Do you remember the story of the rich man in hell? Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Oh, the memories of how well he ate, of how nice his clothes are. Were those good memories? That's what a lot of people are looking for in life, isn't it? And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. This doesn't sound like very good memories to me, does it to you? And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus Do you know this rich man remembered Lazarus? Did you know he remembered him being at his gate and in need? And he remembered the sumptuous meals he was eating? He remembered that. You know, your memory is going to be a torment to you in hell. God, help us that we will build a life of precious memories. Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember. Remember, now's the time for you to go back to your memories. Are your memories precious? Or are they haunting you at this time? Son, do you remember that man lying at your gate? Did you help him? Did you do everything in your power to spread the gospel, whatever it was? How are your memories today? And I want to ask you for your own life, what is your memory right now? Do you remember a day that you got saved and you've been keeping saved all the time? Or do you remember falling and having sin in your life? Let me tell you, that memory is going to come back someday. In hell, you'll have a memory. And that memory will torment you. Yes, Father Abraham, I remember that day. I remember I could have changed. I could have done something, but I didn't do it, and I remember it now. Oh, God, help us to have precious memories. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. Proverbs 10 and 7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The memory of the just is blessed. I remember Brother Paul. I remember his smile. I remember his gentleness, his kindness. I remember doing things together, having good times. I remember his laughter. I remember his love for the Lord, his love for this work, his generosity. I remember that. The memory of the just is blessed. What kind of memory will we leave behind? If we want it to be blessed, then we better be just. We better be justified in our hearts. We better be saved from our sins in this life. The song says, as I travel on life's pathway, I know not what the years may hold. And as I ponder, hope grows fonder. Precious memories flood my soul. As I go in on life, I don't know what lies ahead. But I know this, my hope is increasing because I'm living a life that's creating precious memories. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to continue on this way. And someday, I can make it to heaven. If you have been creating some bad memories in life, today would be a good time to take care of that. To come down to an altar of prayer and say, Lord, today I want to make a change. May God bless you. Amen.